We do a lot of formal and informal data. We utilize the data that's provided by the district, but we also do in-house data. We do a SWOT analysis, which is part of the strategic planning process, which is a corporate model, but it works in education as well. We take an honest look at the year prior or even the semester prior, and we look at the things that are in place. We look at what's working, what's not working, what could be better with more training, and we make decisions based on that. So we look at a very strategic process and be totally honest about the findings and try to build on the strengths, look at our opportunities for growth, and eliminate any weaknesses that will prevent a successful implementation. I do have a very high ELL population, high special ed population, and we did a survey, and it amazed me how many students we had whose parents had not graduated from high school. Our approach when it comes to data and information is always given in a non-threatening way. It's never our intention to make the parents feel like they don't understand. Our goal is to always put it in a way that no matter how it's interpreted in a way where these are the steps that are necessary in order to make sure that your child succeeds. It's very user-friendly. There's some parents that we call, you know, the ones who can't come to the PTA meetings or can't come to the meetings, we send information home. And it's at a point where even the child knows some of the major things going on in the school as far as data, and we put it in a digestible form that even the students can explain to the parents what's going on in the school. And I think when you reach the students, by default you reach the parents. The goal of the school is never to isolate or intimidate the parent with data information, it's to inform them.